and 0XG program.
Welcome to the WA0SDO repeater. 179.9 PL.
Program. Thank you. Thank you.
And there actually. Calling this today at Pettus Amateur Radio Club Repeater Net, calling the Spark Repeater Net. Good evening, this is N0XG, November 0X-Ray Golf. My name is John, I'll be your net control station for this evening, and I'm located near Sedalia. This net meets each Sunday evening at 8 p.m. local time on the 14703 repeater with a negative offset for the purpose of gathering area hymns, exchanging information of mutual interest to the amateur radio community, and to promote public service amongst ham operators. During NITS, severe weather, or other emergencies, you do not need to transmit the 179.9 PL tone. This net also serves as an additional venue for passing ARRL National Traffic System formal written messages. At this time, do we have any emergency, time value, or priority traffic for the net? Call N0XG.
Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
Stations with routine traffic to be passed. Call N0XG. Nothing heard. Do we have any stations with club announcements? Okay, nothing heard. Do we have anybody with any ham gear to buy, sell, or trade? Okay, nothing heard. Well, at this time, we're going to go ahead and take any mobiles, portables, or any short-time check-ins. Again, any stations that are mobile or portable or are unable to wait to be a regular check-in due to short time, call N0XG Net Control. Okay, I think we had a station in there on Echo Link. We just heard some open squelch audio, but did not copy a call sign. Please say again. Okay, nothing heard that time. We'll go ahead and start taking some regular check-ins, and we'll do it three at a time. So we'll go ahead and take regular check-ins for the Spark Repeater Net three at a time. Call in 0XG Net Control.
KC0 TKS portable, no traffic.
KD0 ETL, Paul in Hughesville.
WB6BGK in Sedalia, no traffic.
Okay, Net Control acknowledges the following stations, KC0TKS, KD0ETL, and WB6BGK. And we'll go back up to the top, KC0TKS. Chris, good evening. You got anything for us?
Nope, not a thing. Just wanted to give you one for the count, and thank you for calling the net, KC0TKS.
Okay, Chris, well, thanks for being there. And yeah, right after I spoke with you this morning, I talked to Dennis, WE0DH, and apparently they canceled that tornado watch just about as soon as it came out. So we got that cleared up, but I don't know what the deal was there, but they rescinded it pretty quick after the front came through. So thanks for being around there this morning. We'll catch you later. KD0ETL, Paul, it's good to hear you on the air. I think that's the first time I've caught you here on the repeater. Good evening, and your comments from Hughesville, mine. Over.
Good evening, John, and everyone else on the net. Yeah, I'm glad you're running the net tonight, and sounds very good. Very professional. They haven't much today. You started off a little bumpy with the storm running through. Got ready to do a little storm spotting, but that went through, like you said, about as fast as it went through. Didn't hardly have time to get out. Other than that, we've just kind of hung around the house most of the day. Watched a little racing, did a little paperwork, and listened to the radio a little bit. But other than that, it's been an enjoyable day. KD0 ETL, 73, Stair 1.
Okay, Paul. Well, great to hear you in there tonight. I'm glad you can make it. And, yeah, we were off to our start here this morning. Weather radio woke us up about 6:30, and wife rolled over and got aggravated and went off again about 7:15, and then she got real aggravated, so we were all pretty much up, but didn't get too much here. I think we had some gusts between 30 and 40 and some pea-sized hail, but that's all we got, just a brief downpour. So fortunately, no damage or problems. So, Paul, thanks for being there. Appreciate it, and we'll catch you later. We'll break with you. We'll go to WB6BGK. Good evening. You know, I know you're at the last club meeting, and I apologize, sir. I can't remember your first name, but I'm going to enter it here in my log, so I'll have it from now on. Your comments for the net. Over.
Very good, John. No problem. WB6BGK, and today, sorry, I had that squelch blow earlier as I checked in. 6 meters on 6 meter radio fluid squelch there real quick when I really didn't need it. Yeah, it's my first time to check into the Stegan net myself. I've only been here a little over 4 years, but just got me up, ordered a new antenna last week and got that up yesterday, so this is my first time being on the repeater, of any repeater, actually. And by the way, the name is Carl, spelled with a C. And we're out here on Hunter's Ridge. Go ahead.
Okay, Carl. Well, as soon as you told me, it kind of popped into my mind. I was thinking back to the club roster, and I was thinking that's what it was, but I wasn't sure. So I appreciate you giving me a fill on that. And I've got to, as I'm going along here, I'm running a net manager program, and so as we put in a call sign with a name in the future, it will be associated. So I hope after I see the call sign and the name once or twice, it'll stick. So Carl, great to have you here on the net tonight, and it's been really good to have you there at the club meeting. And that goes for everybody that's made the meetings. I think we've really got something good going there, and I'm just really glad and excited to see the activity that we've got going here locally, and I think we can do a lot of good things and have a lot of fun. So great to see all you guys at the meeting. Carl, we'll break with you. Thanks for being here tonight, and we'll say 73, and that brings us to the bottom of the list, so we'll take three more regular check-ins for the Spark repeater net. Call in 0XG net control.
N0XG, WE0DH.
For Yankee, Harry.
N0XG, W2SAM.
Okay, net control acknowledges the following stations, WE0DH, I believe that was KA0TTY, and W2SAM. And we'll go back up to the top, WA0DH. Good evening, Denny. What's going on?
Well, good evening, John, and everybody on the net. Sure is good to hear the Sunday net going again. Been a long time, and just really glad to see that there's some interest, and it's really time to get the Sunday evening net going again. Well, it was just kind of a quiet weekend, not a lot going on. Want to get out in the yard. Of course, it's a little early to do that, and it was pretty windy yesterday. I need to get some pre-emergent down as far as the crabgrass preventer, and I'll probably do that the first warm day that comes along. But it's still a little early. Let's see. Didn't do much today. When we heard the storm was coming through, we decided to stay home from church. That's the first Sunday we missed in quite a long time. And as it turned out, church starts at 8:30, and we could have gotten there in plenty of time. But anyway, the little storm that went through, it was very short-lived, and like you, we got just probably a trace of rain. My gauge is not out yet. And pea-sized hail for 2 or 3 minutes, and then it was all over with. But anyway, the spotters were out, and we do appreciate what rain we got. We could sure use some more. So anyway, I'll just turn it back to you and say 73 to everybody. Have a great week, and look forward to talking to everybody again next week. Back to you, John, from WE0DH.
Okay, Dennis. Well, thanks for being there. And, yeah, we kind of had a rude awakening there this morning, but we've kind of worked out an understanding with our pastor, especially where we are geographically at the church, being out in a rural area. We don't really have any other means of communication, and so if there's a danger of any severe weather coming in, usually just sneak in the back door there and sit back in the back and leave an earbud in my either my amateur HD or maybe the departmental radio, and just keep tabs on what's going on so we don't have anything sneak up on us. But generally we don't I can't think of ever having a problem in the past that early in the morning. It's usually for the evening services that we have the most concern with the heat of the day. So thus far it's worked out pretty well keeping us informed. So Dennis, thanks for being there. 73, good to talk to you this morning. And we'll catch you later. Frank, with you, we'll go to KA0TTY. Good evening, Harry. Your comments for the net. Over.
I, too, will say good evening to everyone on the net. Boy, I run around here trying to find charged batteries. I'm glad to hear some amateur radio activity and anxious to get into it again. I have to do some battery charging here, and I hope I've got enough to last the rest of the net here on this radio. But say good evening to everyone again, and I'll turn it back to you. N0XG, K0TTY.
Okay, Harry, yeah, you were into the repeater. No problem there. I had just a little bit of white noise with you, but I think that was the tower lighting getting into us there. But didn't have any problem copying you at all. So, Harry, thanks for being there. Appreciate it, and been good to see you at the meetings there as well. And, yeah, I agree wholeheartedly. It's great to have some activity here. We're just lapping it up. So we'll take all we can get. Harry, 73, we'll break with you, and we'll go to W2SAM. Good evening, Sam. What you got for us, over?
Oh, I don't really got nothing. Saw a little bit of hail, a little bitty hail this morning, just for a few minutes. Big to do about nothing this morning about the way it went. Good evening to y'all. Glad to hear you on here. Glad nothing else to say. W2SAM out.
Okay, Sam. Well, thanks for being there, and good to talk to you and the other Dennis there today. So hope he can make it into the net there as well. And good to have you on the net here tonight. Break with you, and that takes us to the bottom of the list. We'll take three more regular check-ins for the Spark Repeater Net. Call in 0XG, Net Control.
0XG and 0REV.
Okay, Net Control acknowledges N0REV and KB0MVM. Do we have one more? Okay, nothing heard. We'll go back up to the top. N0REV. Game and Rev, what's going on?
Welcome to the WA0SGO repeater. 179.9 PL.
No, not a whole lot. Woke up to the this one going off, and the storm trackers. Had the radio on last night. Fell asleep with it on. It woke me up this morning.
Y'all keep saying you had pea-sized hail. Better have one outside. She brought in about 4 or 5 pieces over here on Fifth Street, about the size of quarters. Pretty good size hail we got over here for a few seconds, and it moved through, and I thought we was going to get some more, but it didn't. Other than that, had nothing going on, just been here, was going to watch Family Guy, and now I sat here and paused it, so I sat here and listened to the net.
Okay, David, well, yeah, there was some reports of walnut-sized hail in that system this morning. We didn't see anything like that here, and also had some reports of winds in excess of 60 miles per hour, but I don't think we had anything that strong either. And by the time it had moved out, they had downgraded it to below severe limits by the time it was out of the county. So I think by the time it got through to the west of us and got here, it had died down quite a bit. So anyway, thanks for being there, David. Good to hear you in there, and we'll catch you later. And appreciate you being here. Break with you, go to KB0MVM. Good evening, Ron. Your comments for the net, over.
Well, I basically don't have any traffic. I'm just trying to get home from church here and running a little late, so I'm going to jump in here and jump back out. KB0MVM.
Okay, Ron. Well, thanks for being in there. And yeah, we got back just about, 45 minutes ago. We only go from 6 to 7 on Sunday evening, but we usually don't get out of there until about 15 or 20 after 7. So makes it kind of tight here to get home for the net, but haven't had any problems. So Ron 73, we'll break with you and let you get back to driving there. And that brings us to the bottom of the list. Do we have any more regular check-ins for the Spark Repeater Net? Call in 0XG.
Okay, 0JWA.
Okay, Net Control acknowledges KA0JWA. Brooks, what's going on with the melodious voice of Southern Pettus County this evening?
Well, I guess I'm could be Southern. I think I'm more Northern probably. But I don't even know where I'm at. Just got back from Walmart and Aldi's and running late as usual there and everything. Nothing else going on. Hey, you might comment there at some point. It may be uncovered already. I got in here kind of late. Just wanting to know if there's any news on the GMFRX there. And that's really about all I had there.
Yeah, okay, Brooks. Yeah, I guess you're more central there. Or rural. I haven't heard anything on Jim. Other than what I heard at the club meeting the other night. Matter of fact, when I get down here, I'll probably go down to the 195 and see if I can get a hold of K0UG and find something out. But I haven't heard anything additional.
Yeah, that's what I hadn't either. I'm just wondering how things are going with him there and everything. But well, that's all I had there. I'll clear and maybe somebody else will come on in there and run the count a little bit there. It's looking a little better than it did last week, I believe. There. So, N0XG, K0JWA.
Okay, Brooks, well, thanks for being in there, and if I hear anything from UG on Jim, I'll give you a holler and let you know what to find out, but I've been interested myself, so I'll pass it on if I hear anything. Break with you, and that brings us to the bottom of the list. Do we have any other check-ins for the Spark Repeater Net? Call in 0XG Net Control. Okay, nothing heard. Looks like we have a total of 10 check-ins for this evening, including the net control station, so definitely happy with that, and had a few new check-ins here and some new names, so glad everybody could make it here this evening. This is N0XG, net control, and we'll be returning the repeater to normal amateur use, 73.